My brother still lives in that house today.
Oh.
It's been in our possession.
I moved the hole in the wagon from Fort Smith, Arkansas. How'd you ever get out and back with a wagon in those days? No bridges and anything.
No,
that's a long
haul
to Fort Smith.
We didn't have to go to Fort Smith.
No, that's just a bit.
Good old Oklahoma City, there was always a, from the time Oklahoma was opened, city of the Santa Fe was was running the people came in on the run on that train. You couldn't have put another person
hanging on and on top.
On top and everywhere. There was just wasn't room for any.
They had the choice places because they could get off first.
Well, I expect they did.
What do you call the parts of a roof when two parts of it would come together like that?
Valley. Valley where it comes together like this. It's cone where it goes up this way and valley this way.
And that lets the water come down and get
that's
out.
That's a valley right there. Comes down, pours off there, and there's another one over there. And where the roof goes up sharp to the top like that, they call it the cone.
And then it's quite often called the gutter, too, but I think the valley is the old word. And you might have to explain that to modern people because they wouldn't know what it meant.
What buildings do you have around, outbuildings on the farm?
Very little of anything now. They've all fallen down with old age.
What did you have?
Don't replace them.
Well, we used to have a hen house and quit keeping chickens. Just have a barn now and the garage is all we got on the outside. We used to raise them. Keep lots of chickens, 100 to 150 hens, and raise 100 to 2 chickens. Quit doing that now.
We always raised between 700 and 800 chickens. Always. And had.
Did you keep them all in the hen house? Even the little bitty ones?
Well, we had a brooder house, we called the little, for the little chickens and the young chickens. They stayed in there till they're partly grown. Till they got to be frying size. That's what he wants is the old fashioned expression. That's what he wants is the old fashioned.
Well, modern ones too, so I can compare the two, of course.
He's getting them.
And then the brooder house then was for the little ones, or what was for the big ones?
Hen house.
Just a chicken house or hen house.
Chicken house, hen house, they always called it. And the little house where you kept the chickens and the brooder, cold brooder, they called it a brooder house. And so it took the place of the old hen brooding.
So you said you had a barn? Did you keep hay in there?
Yeah, on one side of it. Put hay on one side and the horses used to stay on the other. And used to drink. Keep 10 or 12 head of horses now. One tractor takes the place of all of that.
Yeah. You can't grow anything to feed your tractor.
No, you can't grow anything to feed it. Have to grow something to buy gas for it, but it's still much cheaper than your horses.
Yeah.
Your tractor only eats when it works, but the horses have to be fed all year long.
And curried.
Well, I don't suppose our horses ever got curried. My father wouldn't have allowed a horse to have gone out of his barn without it being curried, but.
Yeah, and you had to go out there and curry him every confounded morning, every day through the wintertime, too, whether he was working or not, and bed him down in straw about that deep.
Yeah.
Clean the barn out behind him.
I thought my father was off base when it come taking care of his horses, but he had beautiful horses and loved them as much as I.